Dennis Weiser is the school board vice president of the Racine Unified School District. He says the school board plans to have future meetings to discuss how Foxconn could change school needs. Weiser says the board would try and bring in people who could help estimate the number of students coming to the district.
Schools are not cheap, and we don't want to start building one right now needlessly, but we may find ourselves with the need to build or expand rapidly.
But leaders of smaller school districts to the west of I-94 say Foxconn has not been part of their future planning conversations. Foxconn is expected to hire 3,000 employees for its planned Racine County plant by 2020 and could eventually employ up to 13,000 people. Hemena Kandi, Wisconsin Public Radio.